A few days after the rain stopped, Sam and Lee sat on a bench outside the library.
Kai bought a book about summer study in the U.S.
That's funny. So did Yuki.
I told Kai that he should go to Mississippi.
You told him to go to Mississippi? How could you?
Don't worry. He said that he had already decided on a language school someplace else.
Where?
Couldn't remember the name of the town. He just said that it was a small town somewhere in the middle of the country. He said there was a really nice picture of it. A springtime picture. There were lots and lots of cherry trees in bloom.
Oh my goodness!
What?
Well, I told Yuki she should go to California.
You told her to go to California? How could you?
Don't worry. She said that she wanted to go to some small town she couldn't remember the name of. A small town in the middle of the country. A small town with lots of...
Lots of cherry trees? Are you kidding me? You mean...
Yes! They picked the very same school.
Out of hundreds and hundreds of schools.
Yuki said she tried to make some money this summer and go next summer.
That's the exact same thing Kai said.
Yuki asked me to keep it a secret. She said no one else knew that she was thinking about studying abroad.
Kai told me not to tell anyone either.
So, neither of them knows what the other is thinking.
They couldn't possibly.
Then, that Japanese saying must be true.
What Japanese saying?
That there's an invisible red thread that connects you with the girl or guy of your dreams.
Really? I've never heard that. Well, there's definitely an invisible red thread that connects those two.
Absolutely.